This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, a final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, time flies. Time flies when you're spending time with the Oracle, Chris. Time flies when you're having fun. We have an ugly story about drugs here. Before we go to that, I mean, let's talk about, it's probably appropriate, before we talk about drugs, let's talk about Senator Peyote.
I believe in democracy, and I don't believe that the minority should have the ability to block things that the majority want to do. That's not the Constitution. What we're talking about right now are the individual rights and liberties of half the population of the United States of America. I think that's enough to say it's time to get rid of the filibuster. We need to protect voting rights. We need to protect women's rights. And understand this, Mitch McConnell has made clear they're coming after everybody.
I am going to say something controversial. And for those who don't understand what that getting rid of the filibuster thing means, that would mean majority rules in the Senate. That's it. You can pass anything into law if you have the majority. It's never worked that way, but that's how it would work now if you got rid of the filibuster. I think they should do it. I really think Democrats should do it. I think, let's see, it is what, May 12th? Do I have that right, Chris? May 12th? I think Democrats should today, May 12th, pass the filibuster and then pass anything you want. So that's May to June, July, August, September, October, November. That gives you 6 months. I think you should get rid of that filibuster and pass anything you want for 6 months. And then I want you to sit back and I want you to enjoy the next 2 years as we pass every single thing we want, with not just a majority in the Senate, which we'll have after November, with a supermajority in the House of Representatives. I do not agree with my Republican friends. I think we should get rid of the filibuster in the Senate now. Sure. No. Please pass your abortion laws. Have your fun. You have 6 months to have your fun, children, and then daddy's coming in. All right. This story is ugly. It just dropped, so I guess we have to.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Again, we want to thank all the fans who chipped in to help us make that little soundbite. The headline, though, is U.S. drug overdose deaths hit another record high. More than 107,000 Americans died from overdoses in 2021. The only reason I bring this up, and I'm not going to dwell on it, it's sappy. We have other stuff to get to. I have emails. We have a new poll out there about what people care about, the issues people care about. We have all kinds of fun stuff to get to, so I'm not going to dwell on this. I'm just going to say this. I understand substance abuse is a real thing. Alcohol abuse is a real thing. It's something people struggle with. And as we head into hard times now, stock market dipping, inflation, interest rates, I mean, just as we head into hard times now, those problems always get worse. You know, when you're struggling with something, it's one thing when things are going well. When things go poorly, you generally struggle badly. Get help. If you're somebody with a drug problem, there are so many resources for you out there today. Go get help. There's no shame in it. You don't have to, what's my wife going to think? What's my husband going to think? What about my mom? What about my boss? There are places out there that will take care of you quietly, but get help. Maybe you have to tell the wife, your mom, your husband, your kids. Maybe you're older and your kids are grown up and you've fallen into some stuff. Get some help. Everybody struggles with something. Some people struggle with drugs. Some people do. The stuff now, I mean, look, I'm not even saying this. Look, I'm not being your dad. You know, you're puffing on some devil's lettuce. There's no judgment here from me. I've done it. I'm saying this because of this fentanyl problem here in America, these things are deadly now. And it could take nothing. They were running a local news story. I've talked about it before, about I think it was Tylenol or Advil. They're putting this stuff in these things, like fake counterfeit Advil pills, and people are dying from those. Be careful, and if you're struggling, get help. All right, there. Just had to get that off my chest, Chris. You know what we need? This will make me feel better, especially with that New Jersey news earlier about all the trans stuff in school. We need to hear from the Jersey girls.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
You're having
you
fun
are...
with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No, I'm not drunk,
as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on? Please?
You can go f*** yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask?
Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're right.
Guess
you
who
do.
Trump likes? He likes my dad.
He doesn't like your
wife.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like how it has a couple second span where it's just beeps. It's the you beep, the beep, beep. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, hearing you talk about your buddy's monstrous savages, his kids, reminded me of almost 30 years ago when my husband and I were in a store and some brat was laying down in the aisle screeching and flipping off the mom. Golly. I was in my 20s and I hated it. I looked at my husband and said, "You see that? That will be leading our government one day." I think it was AOC. Says I can use her name. She says she loves the show, Sherry Frost. Look, that's actually a very good point. It's a very good point. It's not just that we have a bunch of communist worthless scumbags who lead society now, at every part of our society. They really are all the people who didn't get spanked enough as kids. There are people who spent way too much time in college and not near enough time with, say, a tool belt wrapped around their waist. We have a bunch of children who run the country. They do. We have children who run America at the highest levels, and older children, too. Don't let a little gray hair fool you. We have children who run the United States of America. They don't have any idea about the real world. And their entire life has been one gigantic hissy fit. And now they're taking a hissy fit out on us. All right, I have a couple things still to go. The Democratic Party, they're not the party of the working class anymore. I know a lot of traditional older Democrats, probably Democrats listening to the sound of my voice, probably still vote Democrat because that's what you think. Oh, they're the working class party. Those Republicans are the party of the rich. Look, I'm not here to champion Republicans to you. Republicans suck. But Democrats, they are the anti-working class party. They are. They are the party of the mega poor, and they are the party of the super rich urban elites. And they're not even really the party of the mega poor because they make the lives of the mega poor even miserable. But they are the super fancy coastal elite party now. That's what they are. And I have some good audio about that still to come. Let's get to a couple more emails. Jesse, my beautiful diva granddaughter, Alvina, lives in so-and-so. I'm not going to say the location. And I'm in downtown blank. All right, she's close. But in 3 years, she has been alive despite my visits. The first time I was allowed to hug her was when she was 3. And still no kiss for grandma. This Mother's Day, we must thank God Roe versus Wade is over and done, and we will respect the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know actually what those two things have in common at all, the Roe versus Wade and the daughter thing. In hindsight, I kind of wish I hadn't read that on the air. Hi, Jesse. 2,000 Mules was great. Dinesh backed up all his points with solid facts, but no mention about the super corrupt flood of mail-in ballots. Look, Dinesh talked about this when I flew down to Florida for the premiere of that 2000 Mules movie. Look, it was just a red carpet with other celebrities, Chris. You wouldn't know anything about it. Anyway, flew down to Florida for the red carpet thing for the celebrity, for the 2000 Mules. And Dinesh talked about, he got up on stage, gave a little speech before President Trump spoke. And Dinesh said, "Hey, I wasn't trying to make a movie about all the different kinds of cheating that went on in the election. He found himself a very provable gold mine with this cell phone tracking that they're able to do being able to draw out for people, hey, look at this mule. He took these illegal ballots and took them here. Look at this mule. He took these ballots here. He never claimed it was all-encompassing. Yeah, there's a lot more cheating that went on than just what happened in 2,000 mules. Nevertheless, highly recommend you watch it. I found it to be very informative. All right. What are the issues American people care about? Not what you care about or I care about. What do they actually care about? We have more breaking news. I'll talk about that in a second. But first, allow me to give you a better night's sleep. You spend one-third of your life in bed. Isn't that an insane statistic? One-third of your life will be spent laying in bed. Chris's is probably half, but yours is one-eighth. Get some Giza Dream Sheets. They are glorious. I've had all kinds of different sheets. They're the most comfortable freaking sheets I've ever had in my life. I would recommend getting a couple sets because then you always have a set on when one's in the wash. We bought ours in pairs. We got two sets of them. And now's the time to buy two sets because they're 60% off. Now, if you want 60% off, you have to go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Jesse. Oh, and may I just suggest stocking up on some for some gifts if you already have some. Get them 60% off. You can get them as low as $39.99. Give them to mom on Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a little aggressive, don't you think, Chris? It's in the final hour. It's okay. Look, Metallica's, hold on, sir. I like Metallica as much as the next man. All right, have you been to a Metallica concert? I know you haven't because you'd never pay those prices. Remember that Metallica concert I told you about? I went to the Summer Sanitarium Tour with my buddies. We had, my buddy and I had signed up to join the Marines. And we had enough time for one big blowout party before we actually had to go off to boot camp. You don't sign up and go off to boot camp the next day. It was delayed entry program is what it's called, or at least that's what it was. Get this. Denver, Colorado. We're living in Bozeman at the time. And so we all have to pile in somebody's crappy car and road trip it down to Denver. Denver's such a sweet city, though. It's okay. But anyway, we go down to Denver. Summer Sanitarium Tour. Power Man 5000 and System of a Down are the openers. Those are the openers for Kid Rock, Korn, and Metallica. What, Chris? Why does it feel weird to put Kid Rock in there? Do you not like America? Maybe you haven't heard.
You know, freedom is not free.
Kid Rock is as America as it gets. One of the few people from my childhood that didn't sell out and become a communist loser. And that's still when he had that little midget up there, Joe C or whatever that guy was. The little guy who was running around on stage rapping and stuff. It was hugely entertaining. Not the most kid-friendly concert I've probably ever been to in my life, but it was a blast. It was a blast. So I've seen Metallica, but that song's not their best. All right, look, focus, Chris. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Put a smile on your face. Does it make you nervous, Chris, that I have this glass of water over here on my table by this expensive equipment? Feels like it's slipping. That was close there, Chris. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Bill Maher had somebody on. And they were talking about, I was just bringing up before this, in case you missed it, about how the Democratic Party now, they're no longer the working class party, if they ever were, but they're definitely not now. They're purely a coastal elite party. I thought this exchange was fascinating. It's a little long. I'm going to let it go.
President Biden is under enormous pressure, speaking of college, to come up with a plan now to relieve college debt. A lot of people are saying this is a loser issue. I'll give you some brief numbers here. Why that is, 13% of Americans have college debt, federal college debt. So that's not a lot of people you're working to. 65% don't go to college at all. 50% of the college debt goes to people going to grad school, which, come on. So it just looks like a loser issue for the party that is trying to win back the working class, that we're going to subsidize. We who didn't go to college and didn't benefit from that are going to subsidize you to get your degree in gender studies.
As he goes into this, I'm going to let it keep going. I'm going to let it go, Chris. As he goes into this, I want you to keep in mind, though. Remember, they're going to double down and triple down on the crazy as we go into the midterms. We've talked about this before, you and me, and they're going to do that because they don't know how to change direction or stop themselves from being insane. Look, there's that old saying, if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, that's what they're going to do. And they're going to do these things and you're going to lose your mind and say, what? That's crazy. What? That's a small percentage. Like Bill Maher just pointed out, 13%. Why would you do something to cater to them? The only thing they have left in the tool belt, the only tool they have left is trying to motivate a currently unmotivated base for the midterms. That's part of the reason why. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
And sports marketing and all the other bull that they take into account. I think it's a loser issue for Biden. What do you think?
Yeah, well, and this is revealing a big secret, so don't tell anybody. We Democrats have a lab, two labs, actually, secret labs, one in Berkeley and one in Brooklyn, where we come up with ideas to completely piss off the working class, and it's working wonderfully.
Obviously, that guy made a joke about it, and it's actually not a terrible joke because he's been hard on the Democratic Party. I believe that guy's name is Paul Begala. He's been hard on the Democrats, and he is a Democrat, saying, hey, we don't care about working class people, and frankly, they don't even act like they care. I mean, remember this. I played this a little bit earlier in the show in the first hour. Working class people, many of whom are Democrats, working class people are getting slaughtered right now with the gas prices. Democrats openly campaign on higher gas prices.
We know, you know, we have got to still reckon with the impact of climate change. That clean energy transition is not just coming, it is here.
There is no amount of domestic production that we can do when we're dealing with a volatile global commodity where the price is set globally. There's no amount of domestic production we can do to reduce or eliminate our vulnerability as a country to that volatility. The only way to do that is to reduce the energy intensity of the economy overall, which means shifting to cleaner sources of energy.
It is just not tenable. It should motivate us to accelerate the transition to clean energy.
They're not out there even speaking to the working class people. The guy who goes into a diner for a cup of coffee on his way to the plant with a lunch pail and his truck that's 30 years old. He might be a Democrat. Maybe his whole family has voted Democrat his entire life, but he can't afford to keep living like this. Democrats aren't even pretending to try to bring down prices for working people. They speak exclusively now to each other. And that's the dark side of having the whole system on your side. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice. The news backs you up. The media backs you up. Or I guess news and media is the same thing. Hollywood backs you up. Education backs you up. Even the sports stars back you up. Corporate America. Whatever you say as a Democrat now, you can, anywhere you look, that's reinforced by people. That's nice. That's good. Good for you. It's a good life. You can make up total lies and have part of the population believe it. The bad part of that is you will eventually find yourself in so thick of a bubble, you don't even know how to speak to normal people. The Democratic Party is now openly the party of high gas prices, high energy prices, open borders. This is what they are. Oh, did I mention they're the invade everywhere party? Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming even 20 years ago? That the shoe would be on the other foot. Donald Trump totally changed that for the Republicans. All right, I'm finally going to get to this. We have new numbers out from journalist Jesse about what people actually care about. I'll get to that next, and we'll get to some emails. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and look, we'll get to the issues that are important to you according to a new poll here in a second, but I think it's only right whenever the Speaker of the House gets up to the mic. We just got this audio. We need to let her have her say on what's going on out there.
And price gouging needs to be stopped. This is a major exploitation of the consumer because this is a product the consumer must have. Again, the Putin tax cut hike at the pump is a part of this.
Today, Junior!
Grandma Vodka struggling out there. Look, if we're going to have Nancy Pelosi be giving press conferences, we can't be having them this time of day. All right, this time of day, she's been empty stomach drinking for 3-4 hours by this point in time. She's not even craving a grilled cheese yet. The Putin tax cut, or what, the All right, quit, Chris. Grow up. It's not nice. Be nice to Grandma Vodka. Look, it's that or dome.
The majority of the American people believe.
No, we're not doing that. All right. Headline is this: by a wide margin, Americans view inflation as the top problem facing the country today. What a shock. All right, here's what it is. Number one issue by a mile is inflation for people. Number two is the affordability of health care. You know what? Let's pause on that for just 1 second. I'm not going to dwell on this for long because it's kind of boring. But that's one of those things that always pulls near the top for everyone in the country is the affordability of health care. And I'll tell you what, having gone through stuff like this before, you forget about how unaffordable health care is until you need serious health care. And then you realize it bankrupts people. I told you about the time I needed that emergency appendectomy, right, Chris? And we didn't. Oh, gosh. All right. Oh, buddy, it was. All right. Apparently, I haven't told this story in a long time. We're living in Arizona. Or no. This is, we're living in Virginia. We moved back to Virginia. I'm working in D.C., living in Virginia. And one night, it's 7-8 o'clock at night. So it's not quite bedtime yet. I'm not a super late nighter, but it's not quite bedtime yet. And all of a sudden, my abdomen hurts, and I didn't say stomach, did I? Now, I can't speak for all emergency or appendicitis, but mine, it was not like a stomach. It was like my whole abdomen ached terribly, and I had no idea what was going on. So, of course, I thought it was gas or something like that. I had eaten some jalapeno cheddar bratwurst earlier that day, and I thought maybe they were putting some work in, but it even ached to the touch, like my skin. If you touched it, it hurt so bad. And I'm just uncomfortable. And so I do this sometimes if I'm sick or I'm hurt and the wife always wants to know what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. And I don't want to talk about it. So I just cash in and I go to bed. I'm like, I'm just tired. I want to go to bed. That way I don't have to talk about it. Well, I did that. Of course, could have died in my sleep. I didn't realize how close that was. So I said, I'm going to bed. I'm fine. I'm going to bed. I go upstairs, crawl into bed, wake up the next morning, I roll over, or at least I attempt to kind of roll over, and the wife's in the bathroom, and she's getting ready, so of course, like any red-blooded American, I'm watching her, but I'm in significant pain, as in can't really, kind of having a hard time move pain, and I still don't have any idea what this thing is. I reach over, and I grab my phone. You know, praise God for phones, right? I grab my phone, believe it or not, I pull it out and I start looking up symptoms. I figure out on WebMD, I'm not making this up, Chris, that I'm having appendicitis. And I finally tell her, I say, hey, baby, I think you need to take me to the emergency room. Well, that gets her attention right away because I never go to even the doctor, let alone a requested trip to the emergency room. I'm like, I need to request, we got to go to the emergency room now. She's like, what? I said, I think I'm having appendicitis. And she knew I was dead serious. Again, if I say that, it's dead serious. So she scrambles, gets dressed. I managed. It's hard for me to get out of bed. The daggone thing hurts so bad. I get myself dressed. It's not even that easy to walk, but I get downstairs, walk downstairs, get in the minivan. Chris, shut up. This time I let the wife drive. It was a special exception. Right? I was going to have a hard time driving, so I let the wife drive. Drives me down to the emergency room. I get out. I kind of have to hobble in, and I walk right up. And the reception nurse is there. She's like, what's wrong? And I said, I think I'm having appendicitis. And she looks at me and she says, what, really? And I said, 100% I am. Well, I'm in excruciating pain, but they're not allowed to give you any pain medication until, at least this is back then, the rules might have changed. They're not allowed to give you anything for the pain until they diagnose it. So they get me in the back and they lay me down on this table. Well, it took like a half hour, 45 minutes before they could get me back to the machine and do, I think it was an MRI. And they come back in and I'm laying in this room and I'm just dying, right? Just dying. And this nurse, I'll never forget her, sweetest lady in the world, this black lady, had to be 300 pounds. Just the nicest, like a black grandma, just the nicest human being on the planet. She comes in and puts her hand on my head and she's like, yeah, you got appendicitis. You're going to have to go to surgery soon. That's the bad news. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, what's the good news? And she's like, I got some stuff for the pain for you right here. And she pulls out this syringe and it's just loaded up with this terrible pain medication. And she says, all right, I'm gonna give you half of one, okay? And I'll never forget that sweet voice. And I said, ma'am, look at me. I'm 6'8", 230 pounds. I told her, I just leveled with her. I said, I have a high tolerance for everything. Can you go ahead and just unload that whole bad boy in there? And she said, you know what? I will. And she just hammers that thing down. And she says, oh, you're going to be feeling just fine now. And woo, boy, I felt like Jim Morrison, baby. I'm telling you what, it was me and Keith Richards. We were out there dancing in the clouds, riding on unicorns and stuff like that. So, yes, I did. They had to take me back for surgery and they cut out my appendix. But, Chris, it probably grew back. That's the kind of person I am, Chris, bordering on superhuman. All right, sorry, let's get back to the... I realize I got a little bit distracted from the list of issues. That happens sometimes. Number one was inflation. Two, a distant second, was healthcare. Three, violent crime. Oh my gosh, Democrats are going to get slaughtered in the midterms. Four is gun violence, again, with violent crime. Five is the federal budget deficit. Six, gosh, this is actually more disheartening than I thought. It's way back there. Six, climate change. Climate change. Jeez, we are in trouble. All right, let's get to some emails here. We're nearing the end of the show. Getting to some emails. Jesse, in honor of the last day of the White House, I am here to beg you to stop giving credit to Jen. She's talking about Jen Psaki for being a redhead as if she's a real redhead. She's not. That lady has the roots of a brunette. She says, thank you. In the best Maria Salazar voice.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Thank you. Jesse, I'm pretty sure Mayorkas started up his thought police division after listening to your top 10 Irish food of misinformation that you were spewing during your St. Patrick's Day show. Oh, remember when we did that? For those who don't remember or the new listeners, for St. Patrick's Day, you know how Irish food... Look, I'm a Kelly. I can say this. Irish food is dog meat. It's just terrible. It's awful food. I mean, we're the people most famous for starving and drinking. So we decided we were going to do a top 10 Irish foods. Only none of them were Irish foods. And I released a new one in order every segment. So I think pizza was on there and nachos and stuff like that. Only I said it with a totally straight face. I forgot about that. Anyway, he goes on. He says, I still can't believe I haven't heard anybody give you guff about that. American cheese. Oh, I forgot we put American cheese. Budweiser. Doritos that were invented by Patio Paddington. I forgot I gave them names and stuff. Ah, that was a fun show. You know what I'm bummed about? I'm bummed that I was down for the fancy red carpet celebrity event for important people, Chris, that you weren't at, and we missed May 5th. We missed Cinco de Mayo. That's our special day. Oh, crap. We're out of time. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now, right now, to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. They can be. That's totally fine. Ask me anything you want. Anything at all. Dr. Jesse, when I was in school in the 70s, the idea was to teach us how to think, not what to think. Well, look, that's not accidental. It's not accidental they don't do that anymore. Look, that's how I raise my kids. That's how I raise my kids. If I feel like they can figure something out on their own, I will tell them to do it, and then you figure it out. Oh, but Dad, can't you? Yo, I could. I could. I'm trying to teach you how to think for yourself at all times. Jesse, I can't stop laughing about your friend's monster kids. My cousin's daughters were horrible. One day at the beach, my niece called my cousin the C word. Oof. My kids just stared at me, wondering why she was still alive. My cousin and her husband did not blink. I wanted to smash her into the sand. It's unreal how people allow this, and it does not surprise me why we are living in this hell. My niece is now my nephew, and she moved to California and hates her mother. My boys are the greatest, and everyone that meets them cannot believe how good and respectful they are. You're raising your sons upright, and it gives me hope. Love your show. Look forward to it every single night. I'm not proud of very much, obviously. I'm a terrible human being. I've never pretended otherwise. I know that. I am very proud of how often we get compliments on our boys. We get compliments at restaurants. The waiter, yes, sir. No, sir. Speak up. No, thank you. It's so uncommon that teaching kids basic manners today is common. And my folks just came down and visited. And I had come home, and both sets of grandparents were in town, and they were downstairs. And my boys, they didn't want to hang out with their grandparents, because what kid really wants to hang out that much with their grandparents? So the grandparents let them go. Boys took off upstairs to go play and break something. Who knows what they were doing? But I got home and I got mad at them that they weren't downstairs spending time with their grandparents. So I said, boys, get in here. And I called them in the room privately away from everyone else, and I just chewed them out. Just chewed them out. I expect better. I'm disappointed in both of you. You know, gave them that whole talk. Later on, my mom, grandma, says, well, I wish you didn't have to be so hard on them. They're good boys. I said, why do you think they're good boys? And it's hilarious to listen to my parents complain about how hard I am on my kids. I got paddled more when I was a kid than any kid on the face of the planet. What, Chris? Oh, yeah, that's right. My mom was given a paddle by an elder in our church to save me from the devil. That's what he told her. That's what he told her. That's cool, man.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
With supply chain woes and burnout staff, New York City schools struggle to spend the $7 billion in federal funds. I almost forgot about that. Sometimes I forget about that the blue states destroyed their own economy, destroyed their own people. They did it on purpose so the economy nationally would be ruined and Donald Trump could lose an election. And they did it because they knew if Joe Biden won an election, he would promptly pass a massive bill that would hand out and pay off all the blue states who destroyed their own economy. I had almost forgotten that it happened. What truly evil people lead this country? Pro-abortion activists are protesting outside Nancy Pelosi's house, accusing her of being complicit. One, that's hilarious. I love that that's happening. Two, too bad Nancy Pelosi never actually goes to her house. She's at some fancy five-star resort somewhere or whatever fancy place she lives at in D.C. Truly, truly, Grandma Vodka is evil royalty. India. Elderly couple sue son over the lack of grandchildren. I'm telling you what, man. Grandma and grandpa, the second you get married, they start giving you the side eye. So, anything new in the house over there? Oh, how's she feeling? A little morning sick over there? It's terrible. Jeez. NBA to stage games in the United Arab Emirates where homosexuality is punishable by death. Yes, these are the same NBA players who routinely protest against the United States of America while in America, accusing us of being an evil, horrible place. Remember, the American communist has many forms. He's a climate change activist. He's a feminist. He's an LGBTQ Air Force guy. He's one of these black civil rights leaders, one of these sports stars who believe they're somehow oppressed, but they're all communists. They all hate the country. They don't know they're communists, most of them, but that's what they all are. A new aggrieved minority who's been told that they've been oppressed their whole lives and that it is America that did the oppressing, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting what's happened. Yes, safe smoking kits, including free crack pipes. We know because we got them. The Biden administration has a multi-million dollar harm reduction grant program. And what it's doing, one of the things it's doing, it's actually handing out crack pipes. That's factual. I'm not making that up. That's actually happened. That's the kind of country we have at this point in time. House Republicans demand answers from CDC over reports it tracked location data from millions of Americans during the COVID-19 pandemic. We are living in one of the creepiest, if not the creepiest times to be alive in the history of this country. That is for daggone sure. Of course they tracked our data. They're tracking everything you do. Study finds cleaner air leads to more Atlantic hurricanes. Have I not been the one campaigning for more coal plants each and every day? Of course I have. Elon Musk, an erratic visionary, revels in contradiction. Elon Musk is a genius. That's why he has a hard time talking. Chris said he's crazy. Well, yes, he's a genius. I mean, at least a little bit crazy. The geniuses don't think like you think. I mean, they think like I think because I'm a genius, Chris. I relate to these people. All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address. We'll have some more fun, I promise. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.